Hey, Viking fans, let's take a look at the defensive side of the ball. Let's start with one of our strengths on defense, our defensive line, and looking at our defensive ends.
Yeah, Mike Zimmer, there's no doubt he wants to drop the hammer. They want to be able to pin their ears back.
Griffin coming nearly untouched.
We have tremendous pass rushers coming off the edge in Everson Griffin and the emergence of Danielle Hunter, who had 12 and a half sacks last year as a backup.
Looking deep, he's hit. He's sacked for a safety. It's Danielle Hunter.
We're very fortunate to have two talented, athletic defensive ends that can rush the passer, but also don't forget about B-Rob.
Pressure from behind. Ah! The ball stripped. Brian Robinson stripped the ball away.
Brian has done a tremendous job not only playing left end for us, but also gives us some flexibility to rush him inside in our nickel defense. Three young pass rushers that you don't want to forget about on our roster are Steven Weatherly, who we drafted last year out of Vanderbilt, Deshaun Bauer, who we signed as a college free agent out of LSU, and late round pick, Afadi Odenebo. All three of those young pass rushers have tremendous upside, and we're looking forward to see what they do this preseason. Let's take a look at the inside positions, both at nose tackle and under tackle. There's going to be tremendous competition when we head down to Mankato and going through the preseason. Linval Joseph is the man in the middle.
He is attacked from Linval Joseph and sacked. Linval Joseph tripped him up and sacked him.
He's coming off of his first Pro Bowl year and looking forward to him taking another step this year. Shamar Stephan has played both nose tackle and three technique and has given us tremendous strength at the point versus the run. But he's going to be challenged during training camp and being pushed by Jahlil Johnson, our fourth round pick out of Iowa this season. The under tackle is the most competitive position on our defensive side of the ball. And everybody's hoping that Sharif Floyd can come back off of his injury and play to the level he was playing at earlier in his career. The other three names to watch are Tom Johnson, who has given us inside pass rush ability in our nickel package. Also signing Dayton Jones out of Green Bay, who played outside linebacker slash defensive end there. We had moved him back to his original position where he played at UCLA at under tackle. A late signing that occurred during our offseason program was a player named Will Sutton, who came from Chicago, who is a player you're going to be wanting to watch down in Mankato as well. Let's take a look at our linebacker position. Two positions that we know are stable are Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks.
Smacked at the line of scrimmage. It's Barr right there.
One of the best linebackers in all of football. There's just no question about it.
Both of them bring tremendous value to our defense, not only as run stoppers, but also effective versus the pass.
Intercepted Eric Kendricks, and there he goes! Touchdown!
The two players that were on our roster last year, Edmund Robinson and Emmanuel Lemure, are both going to get an opportunity to replace Chab. They've been tremendous special teams players for us. Now we have to see if one of them can step up and fill that role. Four young linebackers that will be battling for roster spots as well. Kendrell Brothers, who ended up being one of our top special teams players last year, that is a backup Mike linebacker to Eric Kendricks, and Ben Gideon, who has shown tremendous promise as we have been through our offseason program. Two young athletic linebackers that can play inside or outside are Elijah Lee and Eric Wilson. Both of those guys have shown tremendous athletic skills through the OTAs. Now the question comes, can they sustain their momentum going into training camp once we get the pads on?
We told you this Vikings defense, they've been good at taking away the opposing team's number one receiver.
The corner position is the position that makes Coach Zimmer's defense go.
Pass picked off! Intercepted by Rhodes!
We're very fortunate to have Xavier Rhodes and Trey Raines, both young, upcoming corners. Xavier Rhodes had a breakout season last year and headed to his first Pro Bowl. Trey Waynes is entering his third year into the system.
Moves it out left. Intercepted. It's picked off by Trey Waynes.
And there's no question about his athletic skill set to play in this defense as he continues to grow, expecting big things out of him. The key signing we had this offseason was signing back the ageless wonder, Terrence Newman.
Intercepted. Terrence Newman.
At 38 years old, he's still playing at a high level and can play multiple positions. Not only can he man the outside, but can also move inside to nick as well. the player everybody's excited to see down there is Mackenzie Alexander. He was a second round pick for us in the 2016 draft. He has worked exclusively at nickel as we went through the offseason and the OTA program and showed tremendous athletic skills. Not only can he play inside, but he also has the flexibility to go outside as well. But we feel with those top four corners on our roster right now, we should have that solidified. But don't forget about Marcus Sherrills. Even though he's a punt returner, very similar to Terrence Newman, where he can play multiple positions to solidify the secondary.
Purple jerseys flying all around. They play fast. They play physical. Fun to watch them play.
And finally, let's look at the safety position. The man in the middle that is the quarterback of the defense is Pro Bowler Harrison Smith.
I really like Harrison Smith. You can play him anywhere. Reminds me of the old Troy Polamalu of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's great at disguising coverages, and they give him a lot of freedom to roam.
Not only can he play well against the run, has tremendous ability to blitz off the edge, but also is very effective in coverage, which makes him one of the top safeties in the league. Next to him is Andrew Sendejo, who not only has been a great special teams player, but has really done a nice job for us in that strong safety position. Two other young safeties that are up-and-comers are Anthony Harris and Jayron Kearse. Both of those guys continue to show ability to improve not only as a safety, in fact, both of those layers were key contributors on our special teams last year. Two other names at the safety position is Anton Exum, who's been here for a few years, and Jack Tocho. Jack Tocho was a late round pick for us in the 2017 draft. He was a corner at North Carolina State that we are converting to safety. Viking fans, that should give you an inside look on our current roster and a lot of the roster battles that are going to be happening down in Mankato. From myself and Coach Zimmer, we can't wait to get down there and get started and look forward to a very, very successful 2017 season.